Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hope you had a good weekend. It is Monday, June 6th. It's another episode of Debbins on Demand. I kind of had a close call with death over the weekend. Or at least injury. So what happened was, is my fiance and I, we went to Pittsford Dairy to grab a little bit of ice cream. We had gone on a bike ride on the canal, and it's like, what a great treat at the end of a bike ride, right? So we got some ice cream, and we were looking for a place to sit at Pittsford Dairy with the ice cream, and we wanted to sit in the sun. So we ended up moving some chairs because there was a lot of shade. We wanted to sit in the sun, so we moved some chairs from the normal seating area into an area where they're really, you know, most people, it wasn't really the usual spot to sit, but there was more sunlight. And about 3 minutes later, an older couple had lost control of their car, and they actually crashed into the side of the building at Pittsford Dairy, hitting the chairs and tables where we would have been sitting if we hadn't moved them. So we got really lucky that we decided to move these chairs. And thankfully, nobody was hurt. There was nobody sitting in that area where we were going to sit, which is actually surprising because a lot of people usually do sit there. And in the people in the car, it seemed like they didn't have any serious injuries either, which was really good. But the two of us are feeling very thankful currently. And it's a reminder to enjoy each day because you just really never know what's going to happen, right? You just never know. You could be eating ice cream and a car could come flying next to you. Did not see that coming. New York State wants to ban hidden fees from concert tickets, which I would love. That would require ticket sellers to show us what an actual ticket price would be up front. Because very often, how annoying is it? Like you're trying to go to a show and it says $40 or whatever, and then you go through the checkout and it's like, we're going to slap this fee on and convenience fee for this and here's this fee. And it's like, now this ticket is almost twice as much. It's like, how did it become $80? So right up front, they're going to tell you what it costs, which I love. Some strange news for you from around the country. There's a restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona, encouraging all their guests to lick the walls. Apparently, the reason is that the walls are made of Himalayan rock salt, which has natural sanitary properties. Great, but I still think it is not a wonderful idea to tell people to lick the walls nowadays. What do I know? I'm not a scientist. I don't know how sanitary the Himalayan rock salt is. I'm not licking it. Although this does kind of remind me, I don't know if this was ever a thing in Rochester, but in Buffalo, there was a restaurant called Roadhouse Grill, and they would encourage you to throw peanut shells on the floor. So they always gave you free peanuts, and they would be like, hey, don't put them in a pile for us. Throw them on the floor. So like there were just piles of peanut shells all over the floor, and they would constantly be coming by and sweeping them and them up. It was like their thing. Looking back, that place would be an absolute nightmare for anyone with a peanut allergy. But it was kind of fun, weirdly. Reminds me of that. This almost sounds fake, like one of those stories that's not real, but it is actually real. It was reported by Newsweek. Rats are being trained to be sent into earthquake debris wearing tiny backpacks outfitted with microphones so that rescue teams can talk to survivors, which I think is cool in theory, but I am pretty sure if you're trapped under rocks, the last thing you want is a rat coming up next to your face when you can't move. That actually sounds like the situation has gotten worse. Can you actually fix your electronics by smacking them? Your TV's being weird, you just hit it. The answer is kind of, yeah. Percussive maintenance is the sophisticated term for shaking, banging on, or pounding something to make it work. And it does work especially well for products that have batteries or older electronics that have parts that might have become like slightly out of line. So that is why it actually can sometimes work. They do say, the experts, the electronic banging experts, that sounds like something different, But they do say that you should lightly tap them. Don't go smacking your TV. Just a little tap. And it's really only a temporary fix. It's probably going to break again. And you should really get a real fix soon. But you're not losing your mind. I mean, sometimes that does work. Even though this pandemic has been financially pretty bad for most people, we all know that many billionaires have profited off of it. But I didn't realize it was this much profit. During the first 2 years of the pandemic, a report says that a new billionaire was made about every 30 hours. And in all, 573 of the world's richest people became billionaires during those first 2 years of the pandemic. So the wealth gap has just gotten even gappier. I can't tell if this would be a fun way to spend retirement or not. Probably depends on your personality. An 83-year-old man from Japan has become the oldest person to sail across the Pacific Ocean solo. He did it all by himself in just 69 days. You know, if you feel like you don't get enough alone time, that is definitely one way to do it. 2.5 months, that is the ultimate do not disturb. Just going out in the middle of the ocean for 2.5 months alone. There are more direct flights come in to the Rochester airport, by the way. Southwest is adding direct flights from here to Chicago, which we already do have direct flights to Chicago, I believe, from other airlines at the Rochester airport. But more options, always better. Nobody likes a layover. I say the more options, the better. And here is a random fact on Devin's On Demand that I find kind of ironic. When Outback Steakhouse was started in Tampa back in 1988. None of its four founders had ever been to Australia, ever. Another Devin's On Demand right here for you tomorrow afternoon. Have a great night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.